The New Topical Memory System, King James Version. Section A, Live the New Life. Every person has physical life, life without Christ. But once we have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we possess a new spiritual life, no less than the life of Christ in us. This new life may be illustrated by a wheel. A wheel gets its motivating force from the hub. Christ is this hub, the source of power and motivation for the Christian's life. He lives in us in the person of the Holy Spirit, whose expressed purpose is to glorify Christ. The rim of the wheel represents you, the Christian, responding to Christ's lordship through your wholehearted obedience to Him. Such obedience is linked with every other element of the Christ-centered life represented by the wheel. The spokes show the means by which Christ's power reaches our lives. The vertical spokes concern our relationship to God, and the horizontal, our relationships to people, believers and unbelievers. The wheel functions smoothly only when all spokes are present and in proper balance. Live the new life. A1. Christ the center. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. A2. Christ the center. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. A3. Obedience to Christ. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. A4. Obedience to Christ. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. A5. The Word. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. A6. The Word. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. A7. Prayer. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15:7. A8. Prayer. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. A9. Fellowship. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. A10. Fellowship. Hebrews 10:24 and 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:24 and 25. A11. Witnessing. Matthew 4:19. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4:19. A12. Witnessing. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Section B. Proclaim Christ. As witnesses for Christ, we have two things to share. Our testimony of how we found Christ and what he means to us, and the gospel, God's plan of salvation. The gospel includes the fact of men's need, God's love for men, and what he did to meet that need. The topics of this section form a usable outline for presenting the gospel. These most important aspects of the gospel, along with the verses, will help you become more skillful in proclaiming Christ. Proclaim Christ, B1. All have sinned. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. B2. All have sinned. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. B3. Sin's penalty. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. B4. Sin's penalty. Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. B5. Christ paid the penalty. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. B6. Christ paid the penalty. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. B7. Salvation not by works. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. B8. Salvation, not by works. Titus 3, 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3, 5. B9. Must receive Christ. John 1, 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. B10. Must receive Christ. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. B11. Assurance of salvation. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. B12. Assurance of salvation. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Section C. Rely on God's resources. God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He, knowing our limitations in every trial and test we will ever face, has provided all we need to live victoriously and fruitfully for his glory. Our part is to commit ourselves to him, appropriate his resources, and obey him completely. He will provide the enabling, as we are told in Philippians 2:13 in the Living Bible. For God is at work within you, helping you want to obey him, and then helping you do what he wants. Following are six spiritual resources you can rely on to enable you to fulfill his will for your life. Rely on God's resources. C1. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. C2. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. C3. His Strength. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. C4. His Strength. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. C5. His Faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. C6. His faithfulness. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. C7. His peace. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26:3. C8. His peace. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7. C9. His provision. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. C10. His provision. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. C11. His help in temptation. Hebrews 2:18. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. C12. His help in temptation. Psalm 119, verses 9 and 11. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verses 9 and 11. Section D. Be Christ's disciple. Next to his redemptive work on the cross, the primary ministry of Jesus was raising up a band of dedicated disciples who would multiply and make an impact on the world. Jesus ministered to the multitudes, but at times he seemed to discourage people from following him. He was not interested in nominal followers, but in truly committed disciples who had counted the cost and upon whom he could depend. This series of verses presents six imperatives that characterize the disciples Jesus is looking for. Be Christ's disciple. D1. Put Christ first. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. D2. Put Christ first. Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. Luke 9:23. D3. Separate from the world. 1 John 2:15 and 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:15-16. D4. Separate from the world. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. D5. Be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. D6. Be steadfast. Hebrews 12:3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Hebrews 12:3. D7. Serve others. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. D8. Serve others. 2 Corinthians 4:5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4:5. D9. Give generously. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Proverbs 3:9-10. D10. Give generously. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. D11. Develop world vision. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. D12. Develop world vision. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20. Section E. Grow in Christlikeness. The Christlike life is the only life that can bring glory to God. Christ in our lives makes us different and attracts those around us who search for reality. This series of verses presents some of the Christ-like virtues God wants to build into our lives. Grow in Christlikeness. E1. Love. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13, 34 and 35. E2, love. 1 John 3, 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3, 18. E3, humility. Philippians 2, 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Philippians 2, 3 and 4. E4, humility. 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. E5, purity. Ephesians 5, 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints. Ephesians 5, 3. E6, purity. 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. 1 Peter 2:11. E7, honesty. Leviticus 19:11. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Leviticus 19:11. E8, honesty. Acts 24:16. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Acts 24:16. E9, faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. E10, faith. Romans 4:20. And 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 4, 20 and 21. E11. Good works. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. E12, good works. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, 16. For review, here are the verses in the topical memory system. Section A. Live the new life. Christ the center. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Galatians 2:20. Obedience to Christ. Romans 12:1 and John 14:21. The Word. 2 Timothy 3:16 and Joshua 1:8. Prayer. John 15:7 and Philippians 4:6 and 7. Fellowship. Matthew 18:20 and Hebrews 10:24 and 25. Witnessing. Matthew 4:19 and Romans 1:16. Section B. Proclaim Christ. All have sinned. Romans 3:23 and Isaiah 53:6. Sin's penalty. Romans 6:23 and Hebrews 9:27. Christ paid the penalty. Romans 5:8 and 1 Peter 3:18. Salvation, not by works. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 and Titus 3:5. Must receive Christ. John 1:12 and Revelation 3:20. Assurance of salvation. 1 John 5:13 and John 5:24. Section C. Rely on God's resources. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 2:12. His Strength. Isaiah 41:10 and Philippians 4:13. His Faithfulness, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, and Numbers 23, 19. His Peace, Isaiah 26:3 and 1 Peter 5:7. His Provision, Romans 8:32 and Philippians 4:19. His Help in Temptation, Hebrews 2:18 and Psalm 119, Verses 9 and 11. Section D. Be Christ's disciple. Put Christ first. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 9:23. Separate from the world. 1 John 2:15 and 16. And Romans 12:2. Be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And Hebrews 12:3. Serve others, Mark 10:45, and 2 Corinthians 4:5. Give generously, Proverbs 3, 9 and 10, and 2 Corinthians 9:6 and 7. Develop world vision, Acts 1:8, and Matthew 28:19 and 20. Section E. Grow in Christlikeness. Love. John 13:34 and 35. And 1 John 3:18. Humility. Philippians 2, 3 and 4. And 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. Purity. Ephesians 5, 3. And 1 Peter 2:11. Honesty. Leviticus 19:11 and Acts 24:16. Faith. Hebrews 11:6 and Romans 4:20 and 21. Good works. Galatians 6:9 and 10 and Matthew 5:16.